Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim, glad to be your host here for the next 5 minutes or so. And the Terry County Visitors Promotion Board welcomes you to discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills, like Samuel R. McKelvey National Forest on over 100,000 acres of land. Well, the area is more dunes, windmills, and small water pockets than actual forest, but it's pretty unique. So if you want to check it out, you start by going to visitvalentine.org. Kim, are you going to tell us about Tri-State Livestock News?
Absolutely. You know, if you're wanting to immerse yourself in the world of ranching, you can do it with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out. It's tsln.com. You go online, you subscribe, and you can stay current on ag-related news.
All right. What are we going to do on the good stuff today?
We're going to kick it off today with something for Bob Jansen over there at Crookston, Nebraska. He frequently sends things in, and interestingly enough, they always make it on the good stuff. This is called Skirts and Fenders and More. Someone came across this phrase yesterday, fender skirts, a term I hadn't heard in a long time, and thinking about fender skirts started me thinking about other words that quietly disappeared from our language with hardly a notice, like curb feelers and steering knobs or suicide knobs. Since I've been thinking of cars, my mind naturally went that direction first. Any kids will probably have to find some older person over 50 to explain some of these things to them. Remember Continental kits? They were rear bumper extenders and spare tire covers that were supposed to make any car as cool as a Lincoln Continental. And when did we quit calling them emergency brakes? At some point, parking brake became the proper term. But I missed the hint of drama that went with emergency brake. I'm sad, too, that almost all the old folks are gone who would call the accelerator the foot feed. Many today do not even know what a clutch is or that the dimmer switch used to be on the floor. For that matter, the starter was down there, too. Did you ever wait at a street for your daddy to come home so you could ride the running board up to the house? Here's a phrase I heard all the time in my youth, but never anymore. Store-bought. Of course, just about everything is store-bought these days. But once, it was bragging material to have a store-bought dress or a store-bought bag of candy. Coast to coast. That's a phrase that once held all sorts of excitement and now means almost nothing. Now, we take the term worldwide for granted. That floors me. On a smaller scale, wall-to-wall was once a magical term in our homes. In the 50s, everyone covered his or her hardwood floors with, wow, wall-to-wall carpeting. Today, everyone replaces their wall-to-wall carpeting with hardwood floors. Go figure. When was the last time you heard the quaint phrase, in a family way? It's hard to imagine that the word pregnant was once considered a little too graphic, a little too clinical for use in polite company. So we had all that talk about stork visits and being in a family way or simply expecting. Every older car in obvious need of some repair was referred to as a jalopy. Often it was driven by a younger driver. Now, apparently, brassiere is a word no longer in usage. I said it the other day, and my daughter cracked up. I guess it's just bra now. Unmentionables probably wouldn't be understood at all. Most of these words go back to the 50s, but here's a pure 60s word I came across the other day. Ratfink. Ooh, what a nasty put-down. Here's a word I miss. Percolator. That was just a fun word to say. And what was it replaced with? Coffee maker? How dull. Mr. Coffee, I blame you for this. Some words aren't gone, but are definitely on the endangered list. The one that grieves me the most is supper. Now everybody says dinner. Save a great word. Invite someone to supper. Discuss fender skirts.
Well, thank you, Bob Jansen out of Crookston, Nebraska, for sending that in. And thanks to you folks for listening to The Good Stuff.